Boogie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on. I don't know where the... Where's that hammer?
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's the music. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, let's welcome now Nancy from a snowstorm. Hello, Jim Nance.
Jim, are you there?
Nancy?
Can you hear me all right?
Jim?
Are you in a blizzard, Jim?
It's a nasty blizzard as I'm making my way through Connecticut.
All right, now, Jim, do you drive all the way to New England, or do you get to take a plane for the game?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Not very well. Is it snowing down there, too?
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, do you have to drive to the game on Sunday, or does CBS fly you?
I drive myself.
So you will be driving from southern Connecticut all the way to Foxborough?
No, actually, I've been in Foxborough all day today, visiting with Brady and Belichick and all the Patriots. But I'm driving back home to my little town in Connecticut so that I can be there tomorrow morning for my eighth grade daughter's basketball game.
Oh, you are a father of the year,
mother of the year.
It's fantastic,
Jim. You are truly one of a kind.
And he'll be doing play-by-play.
For God's sakes, drive safely.
I am. It's nice to see it's the first snow that I've witnessed this year. And it's, I've been listening to you guys on the way down, so it's good to be on with you.
You know, Ferraris don't perform very well in the snow, Jim.
And Jim, for God's sakes, don't forget.
Hey, I'm a man of the people, man. I don't drive anything like that.
Jimmy, I know as you drive your Chrysler K car, I want you to remember 10 and 2. Remember what they taught us in driving school. 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Keep your hands.
Both hands on the wheel there, Don.
And turn into the skid. If you happen to lose traction, turn in the direction of the skid.
I'm doing that as we speak.
Oh, dear.
Jimmy.
That'd be a scoop.
First off, how do you feel about the third Super Bowl so far this year? Because I count the first Patriots-Colts game as the first Super Bowl. Cowboys-Packers, second Super Bowl. Third Super Bowl. This weekend, you guys, Patriots and the Steelers.
Well, first off, you can't even count. You,
right.
you got the wrong games in there.
Hold on, I had the right games. The first Super Bowl was Patriots Colts.
No. The first Super Bowl was Patriots Cowboys, which will be the last Super Bowl of this season too.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Well, the Patriots played the Cowboys
earlier in
the year.
Okay,
yeah, that was a big game.
Okay,
but
boy.
There was no bigger game than the Patriots and the Colts.
But that was the first Super Bowl of the year.
Well, the first Super Bowl game was Patriots Cowboys, which was the most watched regular season game in 10 years, only to be usurped 3 weeks later when the Colts Patriots was the most watched regular season game of all time. And now I don't know if you want to count the Packers and the Cowboys. I can't say that because I couldn't see it. It was on NFL Network and no one else saw it either. So.
Right. Oh. I know you bleed CBS, Jimmy.
I'm not sure that game actually even happened. It's like I'm not sure they actually landed on the moon. Did they really play that game? I don't know.
Hey, Jim, do you think that I was going to – you won't talk bad about Rich Eisen, will you?
Well, of course not.
What
are you talking about?
But he's on the NFL Network.
So,
I've been
wondering where he was.
There, that's all you're going to get out of him.
All right,
Rich is great. Rich actually works a little bit for us during the U.S. Open tennis.
Oh, that's right.
And mm-hmm. He's a fun guy. I actually have a great regard for his talent. So,
as do we.
I don't get the NFL Network, so I did not get to see the Packers Cowboys at home.
I wanted to ask you if Rich Eisen's hair plugs look better now than they did before the NFL Network went in high def. Hey,
you know, you just try to get me in trouble.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, are you guys still kicking Fox's ass in the ratings?
Well, you mean our game coverage?
Yes, the overall CBS package.
No, I think Fox is fractionally ahead.
Oh!
It should be. Sure.
Killer, Jimmy.
It's like they've got the NFC, which I know we've got the better teams, but they've got the better markets.
But, Jimmy.
They're averaging a 10-5. On all the games, mm-hmm. We're averaging a 10-4. So what are we talking about? I mean, you can't even, you're splitting hairs.
Oh, hey Jim, I have to ask you, will Don Shula be hanging around your broadcast booth this weekend just waiting to see if somebody knocks off the Patriots?
I don't think he's going to be there this weekend, but 2 weeks from now, Miami goes up to New England, and we may be doing that game. I'm talking about my crew. And we expect it'll be undefeated against winless. So a pretty interesting little matchup there with Miami, the last team to go unbeaten, but now they can't win a game. I don't know whether Coach Shula would be at that one, but he sure has made his presence felt here probably a lot more than he wanted to. And, you know, Coach Shula is a great man with high integrity. I know he wasn't trying to get in the middle of any firestorm with this whole New England season.
Let me ask you about Belichick, Jimmy. Very seriously, no kidding aside, you mentioned you just got done talking with him. What kind of a cat is Bill Belichick really? And don't give us your stock CBS answer. Really, what kind of a guy is he when you get him away from football?
I'll give you my stock dynamite answer. I met with him. We've been meeting with Patriots players and coaches throughout the day. We actually had Coach Belichick first up at 11 o'clock this morning. But I know him removed from the football arena. So, you know, I know they're being pissed. He's a hard guy to read, seeing him on the sideline, the way he dresses and the whole thing. But you'd be surprised the kind of personality, the kind of interest he has.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Tell me some of it.
He's a big rock concert guy. He'll go see Springsteen or Bon Jovi 3 nights in a row. He plays golf. He's got a great sense of humor. And, you know, I happen to think that today I made an observation to someone that he reminds me a lot of Coach K in his attention to detail. Yeah.
Jimmy, is he a mellow guy, though? Because, I mean, he appears to be so kind of low-key on the sideline. Is he that way when you're talking to him one-on-one?
Very low-key. Comes in sneakers. Half the time the sneakers aren't even tied. He props his feet up on a coffee table, slouches on a sofa. And just, casually wants to talk about everything in the world that's going on except for his football team. And then after 25, 30 minutes of that kind of chit-chat, we have to, you know, get into the football game. And then just immediately his whole countenance changes. You know, he becomes, you know, Bill Belichick at the podium in a press conference, and he's very guarded. But, you know, that's okay. That's the way he operates. I don't have a problem with that.
Could you ever picture... I there's something on YouTube now of Bill Belichick when he was the coach of the Browns on a cooking show, actually showing how he's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's on YouTube now. Jim,
can I actually find that so we can maybe air it this weekend?
I'm telling you, if you go to YouTube and you put Bill Belichick cooking, it's from whenever he was the coach. He's wearing a Browns sweatshirt. And
this is back in the day when he was had that tough time with the Browns.
Right. It's the exact same guy, and he appears to be looser and goofier, and he's laughing about the fact that he's making a PB&J.
I'd love to see that.
What I want to know is...
I am going to look it up tonight, you can bet, and I haven't heard anything about it, but I do think that what you're seeing, what you're describing that you saw... is the Bill Belichick that's how he lives most of his life. You know, there's this public face as he's now this coach of a 3-time world champion, perhaps and likely to be a 4th time, and maybe be the coach of the greatest team in the history of the NFL. You know, so there's more pressures and demands and more examination of every single thing that he does. But I really think that the snapshot you just described is the guy that I've seen many times away from the football.
Do you
arena.
Get the impression that he's still digging it, that he still enjoys what he's doing and that he's going to do it for the foreseeable future?
I think he loves what he's doing. He loves coaching. There's nothing that he's trying to run away from when it comes to football. This is what he was born to do. This is what his father, since he was 8 years old, taught him to do. He's an only child who, you know, grew up around a football program. His dad was a lifelong assistant coach. Most of those years, his dad, Steve, was an assistant at the Navy Academy back in the Roger Staubach days in the early 60s. And little Billy Belichick was out there shagging balls and catching passes from Heisman Trophy winners like Roger Staubach and breaking down film at night at home with his dad. So he was born with this gift.
Buzz, would you?
He was trained to do this. And yep. He's doing it better than probably anybody, when it's all said and done, will have ever done it in the history of football.
Hey, Buzz, did you find that Belichick thing on YouTube?
I'll get right on it.
And, Jim, while we find that, I have to tell you something else. Please don't be offended by this. Your mother is hot. Jim, I absolutely.
Let me ask you something. Do you guys archive these interviews on your website?
Yes, we do.
Well, I know that Doris Jean Nance tonight will be going to your website to hear what you just said about her, Don.
When they have the shot of your mom coming in, that is great, and she's holding her famous pie. And you mentioned, what were the Hello Dollies? What were the things that she makes?
She made her famous pecan chocolate. The chocolate fudge pecan pie, which she labored over for 2 days, and, you know, usually Phil Sims' mom does this, okay? This is kind of Phil's thing.
Right.
But poor Mrs. Sims slipped and fell a couple days before Thanksgiving and broke her arm. So my mother came in.
What makes them?
Of course, the game was in Texas where my mother lives, so it was natural that, you know, that she would be the substitute. And she came up to Dallas to hand-deliver the pie, and she so proudly walked it down there to the field, only to see the players who were named the MVPs of the game attack the pie like, ravenously. They just massacred it.
Were they Dolly Madisons or something like that? Or is that the
in addition to her pie, she made, she for one day worked on these little, not pastries, they're called Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies. But, you know, she got this little cameo on CBS, and the next day, I'm flying her back to Houston, okay? And it's actually my parents' 56th wedding anniversary that day after Thanksgiving.
Are you flying her back commercial, Jim?
Yes, man of the people, man. I'm not like you with your own private jet.
Oh, very good. You know, that's nice that you flew a commercial. First class or coach?
Oh, come on. She was sitting right next to me in first class.
There you go. Good boy, Jim.
It's my mom. Come on. So anyway, we get to the airport. The sky cap says, "Excuse me, ma'am. Did I not see you on TV yesterday?"
Never mind me.
And then we're in line in security, and the lady behind her in security says, "Ma'am, were you the lady on TV yesterday with the pie?"
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody loves her mom.
Your little mention here about, seeing her, and what did you say? You thought she was hot?
Your mom is very hot. She's a
very hot.
She's a very hot.
She's former Miss Charlotte, North Carolina. She is and has been hot.
Well, it shows. Jimmy, here we go. Now, this is from YouTube. The segment is called Cooking with Bill Belichick. Do we have audio for this, Buzz?
Here we go.
Trying to bring it up now.
Listen to this, Jimmy.
Yep, I don't hear the audio.
I just see the picture.
He's shaking hands with a guy with an apron. He's standing in front of a Cleveland Browns helmet.
Try the other fader, Buzz. The one that says PC.
PBJ. All right, back it up. There you go. Back it up so Jim can hear the audio so he knows we're not making this up. Jim, if you use this on the air, you have to give us credit.
You got it.
All right, listen to this.
Let's welcome via satellite Heather Kosar.
Hold on, this is part of it.
This is where they're doing a fake TV thing.
A fake slate here.
It says we are experiencing technical difficulties.
It's on YouTube, Bill Belichick.
And here it comes.
Well, hello again, and welcome to my cooking show. I have a very special guest today. His culinary skills are legendary throughout the NFL. My very special guest, Coach Bill Belichick of the Cleveland Browns. Bill, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here, Mike.
Oh, thank you. And I know we have a very special recipe today, one you've held the secret for many years, but you're going to share it with us today.
Right, it's the BBPBJ.
BBPBJ, what is that?
Bill Belichick's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
BBPBJ.
I see we have all the ingredients here for you, so I'm just going to stand back. You're the master of this. Let you go and follow you as you make the sandwich.
Well, we'll start with the raisin bread.
Why raisin bread, Bill?
Well, my mother used Razor.
His mom likes it.
Mothers are divine, aren't they?
That's a very loose Bill Belichick we see here.
She made the best one.
Yeah. Oh, and chunky peanut butter. That's quite a risk.
Well, there it is.
Anyway, Jim, we could go on and on, but it's there on YouTube.
There it is on YouTube, Jim.
It's the great Bill Belichick.
It's found at Bill Belichick Dash Cooking. That's all we've got to do.
That's
all you got to do.
You know, I don't think this game's going to get out of hand to the point where we have to resort to these tactics to hold an audience. You never know.
I don't think it will either, but I think it's a good feather to keep in your quiver.
Mm-hmm. Just in case it happens to be a Patriots blowout.
Well, and listen, next week I got the Patriots and the Jets, and the week after that, again, in all likelihood, I have the Patriots and the Dolphins. So,
well, then file it away for one of those games.
It's going to be good.
I like it. It was a huge Don and Mike pop to go with it.
And you know what, Jimmy? I bet it works its way into the game this weekend. I bet you can't help yourself. There's going to be a shot of him on the sidelines, and you're going to say, hey, Phil, of course you won't credit us. You'll say, Phil, there was a younger Bill Belichick making a PB&J for the Cleveland and Browns on YouTube. Did you know that, Jim? Phil?
On raisin bread.
Right. Raisin bread. See, there's the scoop right there. That's what humanizes the man.
And what makes you think I wouldn't give you guys the attribution? You know, I've been better at that than any guest you ever had.
Please, come on. You are better friends with Don Imus than you are with us.
Hey, have I ever mentioned the I-Man on the air?
I don't think so.
No, but
have I ever mentioned you on the air?
No.
Well, yes, he has.
Well, no, not with him.
You know I have.
My radio buddies, Don and Mike.
You meant on TV.
On TV,
God,
yes.
Nancy,
he's given us
greatest.
Plenty of plugs.
You're the greatest. We're just busting your chops. How is the weather?
You know, it's just it's a wet snow, but it's sticking. So it's just fine, boys.
Well, for the love of God, be careful, Jim Nance.
Do you have?
I heard silence. I thought maybe
we were worried.
I thought he was. Don't drive it off the road.
Are your wipers on? Are your wipers on?
They're on high speed, and I just ran into a ditch, but I'll be okay.
All right, Jimmy. God bless you. Have a great holiday. You know we love you.
If I ever get out of this thing, I'm going to need a tow truck.
Okay.
Don't forget to credit us when you use that Belichick thing, please.
Good luck, Jim.
I love you guys.
Love
See
you. Have a great holiday.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we don't talk. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thanks.
Same
Bye.
Home.
Bye, honey.
Hey, so long, sweetheart. It's really starting to get very mushy as we sign off with Jim Nance.
He always likes the love.
Love you. Love you so much. Be safe, darling. As safe as you drive home, sweetheart.
Sounds like he really knows his way around a computer, doesn't it? All I got to do is search Bill Belichick cooking.
You know how he is. He will be looking at that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You know him? He will write that down on his list of just in cases.
Everybody thinks of the serious Bill Belichick, but there was another time and place. As he made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the Cleveland Browns.
How's your mother, Phil?
Hot.
He loved that.
Hot as balls.
He did 10 minutes on his mother after that.
I do 10 minutes on
her. Oh, hey. Former Miss Charlotte.
That's right.
He always gives us it's all about the stats with him.
It is
all about the statistics.
And who's he going out with? It's the 8-year-old tomorrow. Uh-huh.
He's going to the eighth grade, she's got a game or
basketball,
something. Basketball game, right.
You think he's one of those dads? He's calling the game on the sidelines. There she goes. Pass it to Nance! Pass it to Nance!
Top of the key. She shoots. She scores. Ref, I really would re-evaluate that call. I'm Jim Nance. I've spent 25 years in the CBS broadcast booth, and I've never seen an eighth-grade basketball game refereed quite like that.
A red flag on the floor from out of the stands.
Only it's his silk kerchief.
Right.
It's a tie. If you call this game right, I'll give you my tie.
He removes his tie.
And kids, as always, at the end of this game, I'm going to give one of you this necktie.
Just for being here. Thanks a lot, kids.
Who thinks my mom's hot?
Miss Charlotte.
Former Miss Charlotte.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's me.
You are. It's about time, isn't it?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, we'll get to it.
And it's about time for us to enjoy some Hello Dollies.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.